Firsto, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Thursday, January 23rd. I hope you're well. Coming up,
the people around are smart and canny and they know exactly what happened today. What happened today was stunt politics on speed.
Dáil will try to elect Taoiseach after yesterday's disgrace and entire country under danger to life storm warning. Plus, we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, opposition parties will meet with coalition party leaders at government buildings this morning. They're hoping to resolve the issues which led to explosive scenes in the Dáil yesterday, delaying the election of Micheál Martin as Taoiseach. The House was suspended until this morning at 9 o'clock, but already that's now been pushed back to 10:30. News Talk's Andrew Loud reports.
Micheál Martin was expected to be elected Taoiseach yesterday and he was set to appoint his cabinet. However, the Dáil barely got past approving the order of business after the opposition hit out at the Cairn Comhairle for allowing a portion of their speaking time to a group of independents, including Michael Lowry. The regional group have 4 junior ministries in the new government and the remaining 3, plus Danny Healy-Ray, were trying to take their place in the opposition benches. It led to explosive scenes in the Dáil chamber, with the Cairn Comhairle Verona Murphy eventually suspending the House for the 4th time up to this morning. The opposition say they're united in protesting about the issue, saying the government can sort it out with them. If there is some common ground found, Micheál Martin will be elected Taoiseach today and will appoint his cabinet this afternoon. Andrew Lyth at Leinster House.
The entire country is under a danger to life warning as the countdown continues to Storm Éowyn. Met Éireann has issued a red wind alert for all counties from the early hours of tomorrow morning. Workplaces are being urged to plan in advance. Schools and creches will close and emergency services are advising motorists to stay off the road. The Road Safety Authority's David Martin says people shouldn't travel.
Well, this is very serious. It's an unusual weather scenario. We have a red weather warning for the whole country. High winds is the big issue here. So people should exercise extreme caution. There is a risk to life. We have gale force winds. And our advice is do not travel during the course of the weather warning, of the red weather warning, and be extremely careful after it passes.
A decision was taken yesterday to close all schools across the country. Director of the National Association of Principals and Deputies, Paul Crone, says it's the right thing for all involved.
No, it's very clear, and the Department of Education have been very clear that if it's a red weather warning, that the schools should not open. There is no decision to be made from a school's point of view. So if the red warning, which it is, extends into Friday morning, then the schools will not open on Friday morning.
Bosses are being urged to arrange for remote working where possible ahead of tomorrow's storm. HR experts say it's important to plan ahead today for possible disruption tomorrow. Caroline Reedy from the HR suite says health and safety should be the number one priority.
So it's really important that employers are preparing today for the red weather warning. So where people can work from home, that's the number one thing. Where people can't, it is a business, I suppose, decision to try and identify, is it safe and critical for people to come to work? If it's not critical for them to be at work, health and safety of employees will always be the number one priority.
And Retail Excellence Ireland is asking shoppers not to panic buy ahead of the red weather warning coming into effect. Previous storms have seen people stockpiling essentials like bread and toilet roll, leading to empty shelves in supermarkets across the country. The retail group says there will be plenty of supplies, even as shops close to customers on Friday. Jean McCabe from Retail Excellence says there's no need to race to the shops.
I think we should be more concerned about ensuring our property has been secured and we have our devices charged and we are set up at home. I don't think anyone's going to run out of milk in the 10 hours. And if they do, I'm sure they'll survive until the stores open back up on Friday afternoon.
To other news now, and more than 30,000 people have been ordered to leave their homes north of Los Angeles after a new wildfire broke out in California. The latest blaze, called the Hughes Fire, started around 40 miles from the Eaton and Palisade wildfires that devastated parts of LA earlier this month. The region is once again under a red flag warning. US President Donald Trump has doubled down on his decision to pardon people who attacked police during the January 6th riots. He claims the assaults were very minor incidents. In a free-flowing interview on Fox News with Sean Hannity, Donald Trump said the Capitol convicts were treated like the worst criminals in history.
Most of the people were absolutely innocent. Okay, but forgetting all about that, these people have served horribly a long time. It would be very, very cumbersome to go and look. You know how many people we're talking about? 1,500 people. Almost all of them are, should not have been, this should not have happened.
Thailand is becoming the first, is becoming the third country in Asia to legalise same-sex marriages. The new law, coming into force today, grants gay couples the same legal rights as heterosexual ones. Taiwan and Nepal are the only other places on the continent to have done it already. Porsche Api Watseri has been with his partner in Thailand for 17 years.
I think it marks the beginning of equality in Thailand, and it also, in a way, inspired people to see that love is normal. Every love is the same.
In entertainment news, Sting says he's steadily improving from an infection which forced him to cancel a series of shows this week. The former police frontman says he's been struggling with a throat problem that prevented him from singing. He's due to perform at an awards ceremony tonight, where he's due to get a Lifetime Achievement Award. He's also postponed four other gigs. And in sport, in soccer, Manchester City's hopes of staying in the Champions League hang in the balance after a defeat away to Paris Saint-Germain. The Premier League champions threw away a two-goal second-half lead to lose 4-1 in the French capital. And City boss Pep Guardiola says his team came up short.
At 0-2 and especially 1-2, we could not play. We could not play. And to defend the better, we had to play with the ball. They were better, have an extra man in the middle. Put a false nine, and that's why it was difficult to cope, to jump. But yeah, they were better. We have to accept it.
And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.